What happened on that play, the late pass that Zach, what did you just break free? What happened on that play?
Yeah, so I was just running my route. Zach got a little bit of pressure, did a little scramble drill, and so that's one thing that we work on in practice all the time. So I just saw him scrambling, so I took off down the field, and he hit me, and so it was a big-time play in a big-time situation.
He said after the game that wasn't a very good pass. He wasn't very happy with his throw on that. Did he apologize? Because if he leads you, it looked like you might have gone all the way.
You know, he actually did text me. He's like, I'm sorry for that one. But, you know, he made a great play in the backfield getting away from all the defenders, so I don't blame him at all. He made a huge play, and it came up big.
Gunnar, looking at the last 2 weeks where you guys have been able to rally in the fourth quarter from the deficit each of your runs, what's kind of been the connecting thread that's sparked both of those rallies?
I think it just shows the toughness of this team. We've been able to come back and be able to persist in those hard situations at the end of games. So I think it shows the character that this team has and not giving up and fighting to the very end and being able to come out on top in those tough situations.
It felt like the team's been better at the last 2 weeks than maybe the first week when you kind of got down a little bit more. Was that a team thing that the leader, because a lot has been made of the team leadership, was that something you guys kind of said, hey, we got to be better and more resilient in these type of circumstances?
Yeah, for sure. I think we've all kind of woken up after the first week, and so it's kind of been this is our team, so we need to take it on our shoulders as a team. And so we've all been kind of working to make it the season that we want it to be. And so I think it's just we've all kind of taken it upon ourselves to do it. And it's been a team effort. We have tons of great senior leadership on the team. So it's been good. Everybody's been kind of the morale of the team is up pretty good right now.
How much fun was it for you to be on the field at the end of that game? Going nuts.
That was an awesome experience. I've never really been part of a storming the field type situation, and it was awesome. I couldn't get off the field for like an hour just because everybody was still on there just cheering and going crazy, but it was such a cool experience.
Zach completed passes to 12 different receivers on Saturday. How's that help you guys knowing that it can come to you at any given time?
It's awesome just knowing we have tons of different weapons, and so we can score and we can make plays from tons of different places, and so it's cool as like a receiver knowing that whenever your opportunity is called, you can go out and make a play. And so it's not just one guy we're going to all the time. So you can really step up, and when your opportunity comes, you have an opportunity to make a big play.
How much motivation do you get from a game in the previous year against one team? Maybe it didn't go your way, like with Washington. How much motivation do you get for the game next where you get an opportunity to face them again?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you always want to prove yourself against everybody, but especially a team that kind of got the better of you the year before. So you want to – you have that extra motivation to come out and to work hard because you don't want it to happen again, and so you kind of play with a chip on your shoulder because they came on top last year, and so we want to be able to come on top this year.
I know you weren't here when Wisconsin came here and beat BYU. You guys went back there last year. What was the talk leading up to that game last year?
Yeah, so it's pretty much the same thing. Like the team got the better of us the year before, so we want to be able to beat them this year, and so it's just kinds of adds the intensity and practice and that focus, saying we don't want it to happen again, and so it just kind of helps the team overall with motivation.
They really kind of handcuffed you offensively last year. We were able to shut down the offense. Mm-hmm. What did you learn about that, and what have you learned looking at them this year, maybe getting ready now to face this Washington defense?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great defense. They've always been for the past couple of years, and so it's another opportunity that we have to go. We've already played a couple of really good defenses and with tons of athletes all across the board. I think this is another team with a great defense, so we have another opportunity to go out and show what kind of an offense we are and how we can put up points.
On those creative plays, the scrum, the throw to Zach, mm-hmm. were those installed this year, or did you guys have those last year?
I mean, most of the time it's like situation-based, so we do it off of a team, like what we think will work against the team. So obviously we had a couple carry over from last season just because we think that it would work good in a certain situation. But we game plan, and we think if a special play can work against the team, then we're going to put it in that week.
You guys played three physical games. I imagine everybody's feeling a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. Coach said that, you know, a lot of guys are, you know, still kind of looking at their position. But how do you guys feel in the locker room about health-wise and physicality and being ready for a fourth straight, you know, really physical game?
I mean, that's just football. I mean, you're going to get bumps and bruises, and you're going to get a couple injuries, and you just have to push through them. I know a couple of guys have done a really good job of pushing through injuries, and so I don't think it's really a downer on our team right now. I think we're all kind of like just understand it's part of the game. We need to push through it, And I think everybody's done a really good job of it so far.
What does it mean to the offense to get Moroni back on the field?
It's awesome just having another weapon like that. I mean, him and Bushman at tight end, they're two really, really great receiving and blocking tight ends. And so it's awesome just to have another weapon, another thing that defenses have to scheme for and prepare for. And so it's great to see him making a comeback and starting to make plays on the field again.
Back-to-back weeks, you guys are coming off of a really big emotional kind of hype-induced win, obviously Tennessee and now USC, and then you got to turn around for another big game, I guess. Is there a formula or something that coaches tell you to kind of strike that balance of like, yeah, celebrate this win because you want to celebrate it, but also we got to get ready for the next game?
Yeah, so it's pretty much the same thing with wins and losses. So we say you have the weekend to celebrate it, but as soon as Monday starts, that game's in the past, we don't think about that game anymore. We go through the film, we learn our mistakes and the positives, and we want to build off of both of them. And so, but once we start Monday practice, the past game is a past game, and we have to focus on the new opponent and the task at hand.